I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Do you clean like your man or your woman? Your cleaning style can mess up your relationship and your life.
Okay.
According to new research that we have, explains why couples actually fight when it comes to cleaning up the house.
My wife and I have a perfect combination.
Okay.
She cleans and I make messes for her to clean.
Aww.
So it's like I go out of my way to try to help her out.
Give her something to do right there.
She loves it.
Okay. Do you have like the same cleanliness like...
level.
The study showed having different thresholds of cleanliness can really mess up your relationship. The research found that people who have a lower tolerance for dirt than their significant other spend so much more time cleaning, and they become resentful over time because they're constantly cleaning up after the other person.
See, I don't feel that way. I feel like my wife likes to clean. And I say that because, I mean, I can be sitting at dinner. I'm not even done with my dinner, and she'll start picking up plates and stuff. And I'm like, well, we're not done eating yet, honey. She just loves to clean.
Yeah.
Well, or you could be reading her mind, and she's going, I can't believe I have to do this again. Why doesn't he even offer to help me do it? He just sits there and doesn't offer to do anything.
I was still eating.
Well,
all you do is eat.
She has to jump in there sometime.
Yeah, you know, but I like to get things done, too. I like to, you know, get that plate off the table, get it over to the sink, and be done with it.
And to be fair, I help clean up the table every night.
Oh.
I do. I mean, whenever we're done eating, when I'm finished eating, I help pick up all the plates. I mean, most of the time, I'm even sitting there with her going, why don't we make the kids do this? And I'm like, I don't know. Give me your plate, Quinn. And I'm like, we just sit there and do this over and over. So I do help out in some small areas. And here's something else I do that I think men should do more.
All right.
If I ever do help clean at all, I make a really big deal out of it so she knows.
Yeah,
like, honey, I'm changing this roll of toilet paper.
Oh, sweetie.
That's what she does. She claps for me. Kind of like Nancy Pelosi did that time.
Yay. It's kind of like you're on the porta potty.
Yeah.
Like, she's cheering you on because you're doing something good.
It brings back memories.
Well, you know I make the boys always take their plate, pick it up, and, you know, thank whoever cooked it and set it over by the sink.
Wow, we need to work on that.
That's why? Awesome.
Well, I don't. I do it for my kids. But, you know, it's nice they cook, whoever cooked the plate, that they thank them.
No.
And then the magic fairy comes and finishes dishes. How does that work around your house?
His mom's the magic
fairy. I knew that, but
my mom, and I help her.
Okay.
You know, yeah.
Okay. They can't rinse it and put it in the dishwasher?
Do you really help her?
Yeah, I mean, I help do a lot of things. Like,
dishes
are
sad.
Your mom does the dishes.
Wow. She does the dishes.
It's not sad. I'm proud of you, Hawk.
But you know what? I give all the baths.
Oh, really? Yeah. You, it's your mom?
No.
Is that
comfortable? No.
Well, she is cooking.
You've heard it.
That's true. And then, Cato, that's why you live alone, because you don't want to pick up after anybody. Because
he doesn't want to give his mom a bath.
Oh, no. No.
Which, when I'll go eat with my mom, and I'll do the dishes at my mom's house. I'll load the dishwasher after we have lunch.
Okay, but would you do it if you were there every day?
Well, yeah. Okay. I mean, yeah, I like cleaning.
Okay, so Kato does. He likes to clean up after us.
No, I don't. And I've kind of cut back on that, because if you can't pick up a piece of paper or a napkin you drop, you're just a slob.
Do you pick up after Heidi, too? Heidi's out
for quiet. I quit picking up after anybody.
Okay.
Yeah.
Heidi, you're not saying a word.
I'm just listening to how y'all are getting out of this cleaning thing.
I don't. No, I vacuumed all night.
You're very tidy.
Okay, he's tidy.
Oh, he's very.
But you, let's say when you were married, with you and Larry, okay, were you tidy then?
Yeah, because I had to be. I like everything organized in a certain place because of mostly my job. And then I was also a mom. So she, Lauren had to have everything laid out ahead of time.
But you say, though, that you wish you would have made Lauren pick up after herself more often. Yeah.
Yeah. Once I became a single parent, it was like I was doing so much and I wanted to spend time with her that I made the excuse, oh, we don't have a lot of time together because of homework and stuff. I'll just go ahead and do it.
Sometimes it's quicker to pick up after the kids.
The quicker you're not teaching them anything when just.
But look at her now. She has her husband do everything, and she just sits around and he waits on her.
I'd love for you to tell them that to their face.
They don't really do that.
No.
She cleans.
She's very good. Wow. They have a very tidy house.
I would have never guessed.
And the kids clean up after themselves.
So it made no difference at all what you really did.
What do you mean?
I mean, she turned out fine in spite of you not teaching her that.
In spite of me. No, I wish she had, but she, you know, growing up, was not nearly as tidy. She had to learn into that.
But she grew into it, so it didn't matter.
But see, now I'm curious because when I've been invited over to your house, which has been a long time, your house is usually pretty well kept.
That's because she knows you're coming.
But, yeah, I know. And all houses are like 25% less or more dirty than you see them when you invite somebody over.
At least.
Yeah. But your car is not.
Like, I live in my car probably more than my house.
But why? I mean, it doesn't make sense to me because it's like if you are organized at home, wouldn't you be organized in your car?
That's where all the leftovers and everything go.
That's why her house looks good.
Yeah. She's put everything in her car. It's like when you look under a bed, all the dirt and stuff's underneath the bed. Just.
And then I reorganize the car. Actually, I don't. Jeff will. So I'm thankful for that.
I mean, think about it. You went to visit her once, and she wouldn't even let you come up. Don't you know
pajamas.
That place was dirty that night?
That's it. She says she was in her pajamas.
She's like, her house was in its pajamas.
It was 6 o'clock at night.
Yeah. She just had a dirty house. She didn't want you to see it dirty.
You were an unannounced visitor.
Exactly.
Not interested.
I know, but you have to. You know what you always say if someone comes over unexpected. Oh, I would have cleaned up if I'd known you'd coming.
Yes. Oh, I have to learn that.
People say that when they really cleaned up and to make it look like they must really keep it clean.
Yeah. Well, I say that when they let you in. Yeah, they have to let you in to say, I usually have cleaned up.
I moved specifically to a security building so that would never happen.
Okay.
I just don't answer my door. I'm like hiding in there and the TV
I'm like, come
off.
In. The place is a wreck. Clean something up while you're here.
I've been over to Tom's lately. That's true.
Don't say that in front of my wife.
I won't. All right. Well, anyway, just to let you know, your relationship, your cleaning, you need to talk about that when you're dating just to see just what threshold of cleanliness you have.
But you can work it out.
You can, apparently.
I mean, I do.
Yeah?
So you just got to find a way to work it out. You just got to explain to your wife or husband, like, listen, it looks like you like to clean. I like to make messes. We are made for each other.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.